We keep a fire most of the time in the winter months, the year round. I mean, all through the winter is what it means to say. Now, not the year round, but all through the winter. We keep coals in there, you know. And if it wasn't too cold at night, we'd throw ashes over these coals. And they'd still be far there the next morning. Coals, you see. Then we'd take kilns. That's, you know, fine kindling, start that fire and then throw wood on top of it. We had what we call a back log and a front log in that fireplace. And you put your little wood in between those two. That log in front sat on what was called andons. It held that log up here, you know, where it wouldn't come out off out the floor.
Yes.
In the room. You just put fires if you, you know, had your wood, the right kind of wood.
Now, what sort of things did you have in the house to sit in?
We had maybe one rocker. The rest of them were straight back chairs. And this is for the furniture. Maybe we had one dresser, as I remember when I was just a kid. And iron bedsteads.
Homemade table.
Yes, homemade tables.
With a bench.
Well, we had a bench that sat around this homemade table where maybe three or four of us children could sit on one side of that table and eat their meals. There were seven of us children. You part of my, if you want to go on back to my early childhood and farming, I'll give you that. Are you ready for that?
Sure.
Well, my first recollection of being a helping on the farm mostly was, getting at the eggs, which was very important back then, and bringing up the milk cows. And as I would get older, got older, maybe 6 year old, me and one of my brothers, our job was to check on the sheep, hogs, and cattle. We had outside range, and even the geese. We kept those geese. Mother picked the geese and make feather beds and pillows, you know, for the beds. We still have some of the pillows.
Feather beds too.
We do. And that went on for years. Of course, I'd help with picking cotton. Back then I was too young.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the work you did when you got cotton up.
Well, after I got old enough, I hoed cotton and picked. Helped pick it. I didn't do a lot of plowing until the older boys. I had three brothers older than me until they went to Maine off, you know.
Did you do any of getting the weeds out of it?
The cotton?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, yes. And believe me, sometimes that cotton would get so foul that it would be just like a lawn burn.